Welcome back to Bar Talk, edition 4. Scott Boats here with my friend and colleague, Art DeLeon. We're talking about estate planning gone wrong, the ghoulish realities of that. Our friend Daphne Patterson returns in 2 weeks. And Art, we started with a fact pattern about a very wealthy man with a lot of money, very successful, very lonely, goes out to a strip club, as men are sometimes occasionally inclined to do, and he meets someone who is, in his eyes, very special. So she comes in and messes up his estate plan. But I tell you, Art, it doesn't have to be that ridiculous of a fact scenario. It could be anything, any birth, any death, any marriage, any change to the dynamic of the family changes the estate plan.
Horror stories of estates that are still going on because there wasn't proper planning and proper documents in place. Your hypothetical reminds me of a case I think is still pending.
Yes, and that case is the Anna Nicole Smith case. Remember, now, how did Anna Nicole get her stuff? Well, coincidentally, she was a stripper. And coincidentally, she met a rich guy at a club, ended up, you know, I guess marrying him, or that's what I understand. For 14 months, they had a marriage before he crossed over to the other side. And then there was a contest over his estate because perhaps he had some form of a trust, but she was a spouse. And maybe he had made some changes. And so there were fights over his capacity to do that, so forth and so on. There was a trial here. Then there was a bankruptcy action. She lost in the bankruptcy. Then she won in the bankruptcy. Then they took it to the Supreme Court. She won at the Supreme Court. She had a reality show. Her life gets out of control even more. You see those strange videos about her on the internet, those last days where she's dressed up as a clown. That woman was just out of control. And what happens? She dies of an overdose. And what happens next? They're fighting over her body.
Yeah, another will gone awry.
More probate fodder. And today, the Supreme Court has said she had standing. So her stuff, it's still being fought over. She started in a probate court or with probate issues. You know, the stripper who meets the rich guy and, you know, kind of messes with his estate plan. And then, you know, it's full blast fighting in probate court. There was actually a guardianship fight that preceded the death fight. It goes into bankruptcy court, goes before the Supreme Court, and it's just ironic that she got her start in a probate court. And in a way, she's left us, but Anna Nicole is still with us in some lonely probate court somewhere over this issue.
And her will, which was made, you know, many years before she passed away, which is a good plan, named her son, I believe, as a primary sole beneficiary, but he predeceased her. How rare is that?
That's right.
And then her new child, who's born, you know, just recently, isn't even named in the will because she hasn't had time to bring it up to date.
And I got to say this because 2 weeks ago, Daphne Patterson and I were sitting here at these mics talking about the issue of baby daddy. And remember, this new baby was born and had been legitimized to Howard Stern, that lawyer. But it turns out the baby daddy is a photographer. And, you know, there are issues there about standing to the estate as well.
Right.
But you and I are lawyers, and we can talk about estate planning because that's what you do. And I get involved in the disputes over the estates. And people might think, oh, you're just lawyers. You're just looking for a fee, blah, 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 blah. But really what's going on is probate and estate planning is where the darkest aspects of human nature kind of come to a crescendo.
Ultimately, Anna Nicole probably didn't have the proper language in her will to include afterborn children, which is a mistake. If you're not going to update your will immediately after you have another child, and then you need to have language in your will that includes your afterborn children as your beneficiaries.
That's right. A good will is updated. And remember, update means you're talking to a lawyer, not a computer program on getawill.whatever. All right. You're talking to a lawyer who lives and breathes this stuff, and it's updated with divorces, births of children, deaths, changes in businesses, growth in businesses. That's your stuff. That's when you update your will. So you update your will. You provide for the Internal Revenue Service in the estate plan. If you have non-probate assets, then your estate can get stuck with the bill for the IRS. And what do your beneficiaries get? The IRS gets paid first. Anyway, that's an important issue. You update your will. You provide for the Internal Revenue Service in your estate plan. You appoint the right executor, someone you can trust and who has the capacity, not only the mental capacity, but the moral capacity to do the right thing. And yes, that is an issue you talk about with your lawyer. Look, we've been there. We've seen that. We know these patterns because we live them. We're no different than anybody else. So you talk about these issues openly. And then, of course, you include the intended beneficiaries and you dispose of everything. That's a good estate plan. But even with that, there's more than just dealing with the issues of property, Art. It's dealing with the issues of body. What happens to the body?
The Anna Nicole case, for example, they had that issue as well.
Who got to make the decision? Did the mom get to make the decision? The baby daddy, or did the Howard Stern? But how about Ted Williams' head? Whatever happened to that? Remember that fight? They were fighting over what to do with the guy's head. And then, of course, the very sad Terry Schiavo situation. But these are all decisions we can make ahead of time. It's about self-determination. We exercise it or, you know, these situations get played out in courts of law. That's what we've been talking about. Yeah. Call us off the air if you want to talk about this more. Call Art at 713-529-2717. That's 713-529-2717. Call me at 888-TX-WILLS. That's 888-TX-WILLS. That rings to my cell phone. But that's about it for estate planning on a ride. Yeah. Next week, Art.
Next week, we're going to be talking about choice of entity in business entities. What's the difference? What's a limited liability company? What's a corporation? What's a partnership? And what are the pros and cons of each? So next week, we'll be talking about choice of entity in business.
And what I like to always remind people, like when I'm talking with Daphne, is we are individuals who have kids and we face these issues. And you and myself and Daphne, we're business people. And we got to look at this choice of entity thing too. It's not like, you know, this is some experiment that takes place in some place somewhere else. This is our lives. And this is Bar Talk. We deal with the law differently. We're humans who practice law and we want to hear from you. Give us a call. Nice to be with you every Sunday. Be back next Tuesday, next Sunday at 2 on Bar Talk. Scott Boats with Art DeLeon and Daphne Patterson.
You're listening to the Biz Radio Network. Here's the money man, Dan Frischberg. Back in-